Any family can forbid cigarettes at home, but smoking foes say those precautions aren't enough for people who live in apartments. In closely linked housing, fumes travel.
That actually gets into the ventilation system. It seeps through the cracks in the walls, and others are getting secondhand smoke.
Jane Vincent leads the Department of Housing and Urban Development for the Philadelphia region. Years ago, HUD encouraged local housing authorities to ban smoking in some or all of their buildings.
You guys are allowed to make your decisions about smoke-free housing.
Vincent says low-income families shouldn't have to choose between an affordable home and a healthy one. Fred Purnell is director of the Wilmington Housing Authority, which now forbids smoking at two complexes. Health and safety were on his mind when Purnell decided to push for the change. Back in 2006, a resident left smoldering butts in the trash at the Crestview Apartments,
which ignited a fire that spread into the walls and ultimately led to one of the largest fires in a high-rise building in the city of Wilmington's history.
So far, the Housing Authority has made the smoke-free switch the easy way. When a building is emptied out and renovated, all the new tenants agree to the new rules. Kenneth Daniels lives in a building that still allows smoking. He says the smoke-free ban is fine for newly occupied buildings, but he'd fight the policy for his apartment.
We should have the freedom to do whatever we want to do. If we're paying for our unit, we should be able to do whatever we want to do in our unit.
Back in 2011, Philadelphia sponsored a series of community meetings to gauge sentiment on a range of tobacco control policies, including the idea to ban smoking in public housing. WHYY asked Philadelphia about its plans or progress in that direction. The Housing Authority did not respond in time for deadline. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.